the punch. People a walk like dog and you sit down and a beg.
No make me go off like Pam. Fidel Castro chainings to pan.
Yeah.
Can't sit the wet up on the city black van. Drive to your ski mask up, blow a bee spray tea. Make them a fi blame true black stand. Yo, full of risks like London Wall. Capital case of the thing.
But don't grind me.
We pineapple get big with a room.
That's how you feeling. That's how you feeling.
But don't grind me.
More detour every Friday from 7 to 9. We live on YouTube. We live on Facebook. This is how you do a morning show. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
We be inside corner rotted. Yeah, man, I east side. Be a chapstick. You wanna know about this? Top striker. Don't ask me.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
Bonjour, ici Gilles Vignon. Vous écoutez la radio communautaire CQUT. Ah, c'est 90.3 FM. Oui.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok.
Yeah, rebel on the street. Makeup on my face, stockings on my feet. All the streets are asking why I'm not a normal American guy. What makes America so strict and he's so bent? What makes America so strict and he's so bent? What makes America so great and he's so tense? What makes America so strict and he's so bent?
Yeah. Call this the land of the free. They say it's the home of the brave. Yeah, you know that they call me our queen, but I'm just another human being.
What makes America so strict and me so bad? What makes America so strict and me so bad? What makes America so strict and me so gay? What makes America so strict and me so bad?
So bad, baby. Just so bad.
America so strong and me so bad.
Mike Pride taking it out at the drums there. That was J.G. Thirlwell of Fetus Fame at the voice there. From Mike Pride's new release entitled I Hate Work. That was MDC's America's So Straight. Mike Pride at the drums. And of course, Mike has always had a bit of an infatuation for hardcore. So they decided to delve into the hardcore MDC's 1982 iconic release, Millions of Dead Cops, for all the material on the brand new release and a bunch of featured guests. But throughout, Jamie Shaft at keyboards, just swinging like crazy, and Bradley Christopher Jones at the bass. That starts this morning's edition of Jazz Amok. Glad to be here. Hope you are too, and hope you can stick around for the next couple of hours right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And if you're online at www.ckut.ca, a couple of hours of creative music to fill your Friday morning. And a bunch of new stuff for this morning, including another piece from I Hate Work, the new one from Mike Pride. It's just been released on the Rare Noise recording label. And just released, or soon to be released later this month, on the Finnish TUM recording label, two brand new releases from the legendary Wadada Leo Smith. And we're going to start with one of them now, and it features the Great Lakes Quartet, Wadada Leo Smith's Great Lakes Quartet. Smith at the trumpet and flugelhorn, Henry Threadgill at alto saxophone, flute, and bass flute, John Lindberg at the double bass, and Jack DeJohnette at the drums. One of four discs entitled The Chicago Symphonies, just as I say, soon to be released on the TUM recording label. This is from disc one, The Gold Symphonies, number one, and movement two, all right here in Jazz Amok. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Arrested Confusion, Tanny Tabal drums, Michael Bizio at the bass, and Adam Siegel with some fantastic alto playing there. All three of them sound fantastic on the album. Now Then, a Tao Forms release from a year or so ago. Prior to that, Nick Fraser and Quartet, brand new release, If There Were No Opposites, just released on Aesthetics Recordings. Shoe Dance was the piece we heard. And of course, Nick Fraser at the drums, Tony Malaby at saxophones, Andrew Downing at the cello, and Rob Clutton at the double bass. Prior to that, an archival recording, if you will, 10 years old, recorded in 2020 in Bristol, UK, with Keith Tippett at the piano, Tony Levin at the drums, Paul Dunmall at reeds and bagpipes, and Paul Rogers at the seven-string acoustic bass. They were known, of course, as Musician, and brand new archival release from Cuneiform Recordings entitled 10-10-10, recorded on the 10th of October in 2010. Beautiful, beautiful playing indeed. And Tony Levin passing mere months after that in-studio performance. Prior to that, Jessup Wagon recorded in-studio James Brandon Lewis and his Red Lily Quintet featured artists. Brandon Lewis at tenor saxophone, Kurt Knuffy at the cornet, William Parker at the bass, Chris Hoffman at the cello, and Chad Taylor at drums and marimba on that piece, Seer, taken from, again, Jessup Wagon on the Unfidelity recording label. We started off that set with new music, as mentioned, from Leo Wadada Smith's Great Lakes Quartet, Gold Symphony Number 1, that was Movement 2, Smith at trumpet and flugelhorn, the great Henry Threadgill at alto saxophone, also flute and bass flute on the release, John Lindberg at double bass, and Jack DeJohnette at the drums from the Chicago Symphonies. That was disc 1 of 4, soon to be released on the TUM recording label out of Finland. Out of Montreal, this is CKUT's Jazzmuck with John B. here as usual on a Friday morning. www.ckut.ca is where you can find all things CKUT, including archived programming of all our programming. And playlists are available at jazzamuck.blogspot.ca.
CKUT's a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I need when I am. CKUT's a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I heard in with I got. Well, 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the Cultural Radio Station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
One more time. Let's do it.
Les producteurs Nuit d'Afrique vous invitent à célébrer leur 35e anniversaire en musique. Du 2 au 7 novembre, découvrez les 10 groupes de cette programmation spéciale sur la mythique scène du Club Balatou. Un événement anniversaire gratuit à ne pas manquer. Plus d'informations sur productionnuitdafrique.com.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
Hello. This is Amina Claudine Myers. Whenever I'm in Montreal, I like to listen to CKUT 90.3 FM.
To start the next set off, some more brand new music hot off the presses. This one from the Pi Recording Company, and it features one of their longtime musicians, Steve Coleman, and his Five Elements. They've released a second collection of live recordings from the Village Vanguard. This is Volume 2, subtitled MDWNTR. And it does feature Five Elements with one change. Kokai is now taking up the vocal chair and wordsmith chair. Miles Okazaki and his guitar have withdrawn for the moment. Certainly for this piece here from the new release, the second volume from the Live at the Village Vanguard. This is Little Girl, I'll Miss You. Steve Coleman alto saxophone, Jonathan Finlayson at the trumpet, Anthony Tidd at the bass, and Sean Rickman at the drums with Kokai wordsmith. All right here in Jazzamuck.
Thank you.